I don't think physically I was there. Certain plays I know I can make, and I usually always make. I just didn't make it. You know, I didn't really play too much in the first half. So, it's like physically I didn't really play too well at all.
You have a lot of new guys on the team this year. Do you have to explain to them the rivalry with the Giants, or is it just assumed that they'll...
I don't think so. I think it's something that you kind of experience. Anytime it's an opponent, I mean, you always go out and prepare to win the game. So, as a rookie, they didn't have to explain it to me. They just told me how important it was to win the game because it's another game. And also, it's a division game. So, something big for us. Go out here and get a win. Kind of get back on track. Get that winning spirit going around here a little bit. You know, past couple weeks, it hasn't been too nice. I think everybody is looking forward for that win, that next win.
That said, I mean, three of your next four games, you got...
Okay.
With that said, like three of the next four games, you got two with the Giants, one with Dallas. Do you see this kind of as a critical stretch of the season?
Well, I mean, hey, I can't look past the Giants. We got to focus on that game. They're 0-4, but on tape, they don't look that bad. They're like an 0-4 team, so I think we just got to prepare well. We're practicing hard. We're going to finish up the week, go down the street, and get a win.
When you think about getting a chance to play against this defense right now, do your eyes kind of light up knowing what kind of damage that this offense can do? Well, I think
the guys on offense always kind of get that feeling when it's Giants week, when it's division game, especially myself. I consider myself one of the Giants' favorite running backs. But it's another game that we must win. And also, it being a division game, I think it hikes the game up even more, you know. So, just to get back kind of back on track.
When you say physically you weren't there Sunday, are you talking about the ankle or just overall?
I couldn't breathe, you know. And I just didn't play well. You know, I'm kind of focused on this week. You keep asking about the last game. That's past us. I'm trying to move on.
You guys have had a lot of success with the zone read so far this season. When you're out there, what do you notice about defenders? Even when Vic hands you the ball, the attention kind of focused on him. How much is that helping you out?
Well, I think anytime you have a quarterback like Mike, the defense has to pay tons of attention too. He can take the ball, you know, he can run it, which he's just done. You know, so that kind of helps us out. I'm sure when they watch tape and they really analyze our offense, you know, Mike is definitely key to our running game. You know, so it helps me out a lot, especially for the backs.
What changes do you guys need to make in the red zone? I mean, you're having a lot of success out in the field, but executing in the red zone.
Just got the small details, I think. Alignments, you know, certain reads on blocks, certain calls. You know, the small things, I think, that we need to get down there. And the penalties. I think if we eliminate all the small things and minimize that as much as possible, we'll be fine. Because, I mean, I think getting there is not the problem. It's actually finishing the drive off. So, and what's kind of hurting a lot of the drives are the small mental things that's kind of affecting us.
Chris got in his first touchdown. Bryce obviously had a couple big plays. Do you foresee maybe a little bit more of a rotation and kind of keeping you fresher throughout the game going forward?
I think I've been pretty fresh the last couple of games. I think the whole year I've been fine, other than last week. But the good thing about our backs, I think in this system, if I go out, if I need a break or whatever happens, I think Bryce and Chris can definitely hold their own. So, and about the carries and playing time, that's Coach Kelly and Deuce Staley. That's their job to manage that.
Chip said he thinks this offense is pretty close to, you know, you're moving the football, the points haven't been there. Do you agree with that, and what kind of needs to get done to get to that next level?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you look at the weapons we have on offense, I think we can make plays at any given time. I think that the guys up front are blocking very well. So as an offense, I think we're doing fine. We just got to just do a little better job in the red zone and take care of all the small details and the errors, and we should be fine.
Sean, you've had a lot of back and forth with Giants players over the years and this and that. Is that rivalry still there, even though you guys have been struggling the last couple of years? Do you still feel that in the defense rivalry?
I'm not sure. It sucks because OC's not there, so it makes it a little different. But, I mean, it's a division game, and it's a must-win game for both teams. They have tons of good players over there. You know, like I said before, an 0-4 team I really don't see on tape. And you look at their offense, they're explosive also. So it's definitely going to be a good game. I think both teams has that mindset. We both need to win. And it's, I think it's a rivalry myself.
Anyone on their defense can take OC's place for you here going forward?
Nah, no one can take OC's spot. Something special about him.
Sean, you're on an 1,800-yard pace right now. You're leading the league in rushing. Do you pay much attention to that stuff?
No, I don't. It's hard to really pay attention to individual stats when you're losing. I think it's one of them thoughts you get where, well, maybe you didn't do enough, or maybe you could have did better or did more. You know, so something we got to work on.
Yeah, last question over there.
What's your favorite offensive lineman?
Ty Herman.